This morning I want to share with you on not giving into fear. මේ උදෑසනම ඔබ සම බෙදා ගන්න යන්නේ බයට යටහත් නොවීම. Right? You know, when you get scared, what do you do? What is our normal reaction? You panic. You know, we heard of panic this morning. Yeah, you know, when you lose something, you're scared. Where is it? And you sometimes forget everything else. You forget what even God has spoken over you. And you start running around. And, you know, and most of us, we do that, isn't it? You know, I was watching this week, you know what we all saw what happened in Woolwich. But, you know, I was thinking, wow, look at those ladies. You know, they need to be given a knight, not a knight, sorry, a knighthood. I don't know what they need to be given. They need to be made dames. Yeah, you know, they need to be made dames. They, you know, how many of you would have done that? Man, you know, I wouldn't have done that. But, you know, it was amazing the courage and the bravery those ladies had in that moment of fear. And, you know, I thank God because our God is a God who has conquered fear. Jesus conquered fear on the death, on the cross, so that we can be free from fear. Now, it does not mean that we will never experience fear. But what it means is that we can overcome fear. When fear comes to grip us, we can be free from that. We don't have to live under the cloud of fear. අපිට බය කියන වලාකුළ යට ජීවත් වෙන්න අවශ්‍ය නැහැ. But there's something that we need to do, and you know, we're going to look at that this morning. But as a foundational scripture, I want to quote again a verse that I shared last Sunday, which is 2 Timothy 1:7. And you know, I would encourage you to memorize this word if you have not already done that. 2 Timotheus 1:7 මම නැවත ඔබ සමග බෙදා ගන්න යනවා අත්තිවාරමක් හැටියට මම අද දේශනා කරන දේ ගැන උයි මේක ඔබ කටපාඩම් කරන්න For God has not given to us the spirit of fear but of power of and love and a sound mind. Let's read it again. For God has not given to us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Maknisada deviyan wahanse apata dunne baya dukhame aathmayak nova balayen premayen hikmimemit aathmayak. Wow. See, that's a foundational scripture that we have to live by. Even when fear comes against us, we stand upon the word of God. This is why we say, know your word. Know the word of God. Study the word of God. Allow Jesus to give you revelation through the word. Because when fear comes, I will say, no, God has not given to me. So this is something that I am not supposed to have. Amen. Baya oba wetata enokota oba kiyannone na deviyan wahanse mata baya dukama aathmayak dila na e nisa mata me de labanna avashya. Avashya? Nah. I don't need to receive this. But I can stand against it. That's why, you know, even Paul says, you know, stand against the wiles of the enemy. He doesn't say run away. He says stand against. Pautuma kiyana yakage kriyaakarakam walata errahiwa negi sitinna. Stand, you know, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10. Right, said, be strong in the Lord. Because when we are strong in the Lord, we can overcome that fear. When we are not strong in the Lord is when the fear will start eating us up. You know, all of us go through fear. Myself included. Right, no one is immune from fear. We will be immune from fear when we go to heaven. But until then, fear will come. And you know, the devil brings fear. Right, the devil brings that fear. And what I'm talking about is not the fear of God, which is a reverential fear. I'm talking about the fear that comes to destroy us. And so, you know, 2 Timothy 1:7 should be a foundational scripture. When the enemy engages you, you say, no, I'm not going to receive this. Because it says, for God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of power. Right? We spoke about being clothed by the Holy Spirit. Right? Yes, last Sunday. අපිට සුද්ධාත්ම වහන්සේගේ බලෙන් අපිව පූර්ණ වෙනවා. We are called to walk in the power of God. As Christians, as believers, you know, we prayed this morning. You think we just did a good thing this morning? No, we did something that affected our streets, this nation, by praying. That's why Paul says that, you know, that God will do amazing work according to the power that is in us. Ephesians. And what's that power? Not my power. Not the power that you go to the gym and you start working out. But it's the power of the Holy Spirit that is in us, that works through us. So God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of love. Who has perfect love? God. When someone hurts you, you can't love that person. But it's the love of God in you that goes beyond what you feel, what you want to do in a human way. And a sound mind, right? Kelin hitanna puluwang wenna. How many of you know when you're in fear, you can't think straight? You think your thoughts are all over the place. Because you're scared. Will this happen? Will this happen? This morning, Sindhika was saying, what if I don't find it? When I lost my ring, what did Krishani say? So I start praying in tongues. But you know, when we have fear, that's what we think. And who knows, we think of the worst. We think of the worst. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm going to die now. We think of the worst because that is what fear causes us to do. How many of you say, yeah, I know that very well. You holy lot. Not even a single hand goes up. Sorry, yes, I two honest ladies over here. You are definitely going to heaven. But fear wants to take us captive. Let's turn to the book of Acts. Api kriyapotra harumu. Chapter 4. Verses, when you go home, you can read the whole of chapter 4. But I'm going to look at just a few verses. Verse 18. And then a couple of other verses. Acts chapter 4. The story here is that Peter and John, when they were going into the temple, they meet this man who's paralyzed. And the man asked for money. But remember what Peter said? Silver and gold we don't have, but in the name of Jesus, get up and start walking. And the man gets healed immediately. Right? E manusya shanikava suya labanoa. And you would have thought, wow, everyone's going to be like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The religious lead, the church gets upset about it. Right? It's funny, but the church gets upset about it. And they are brought before this religious council. And they are told in verse 18, so they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Wow. They were told, you're not to open your mouth, you're not to speak about Jesus. You're not to heal in the name of Jesus. You're not to teach in the name of Jesus. You're not even to mention the name of Jesus. Right? Imagine if someone told you that. Right? But hey, they want to. කට අරින්න එපා යේසුස් වහන්සේ ගැන කතා කරන්න කියලා. Right? යාඥා කරන්නවත් එපා. සුව කරන්නවත් එපා කාටවත් කියලා. ඔබ මොනවාද ඔබට හැඟෙන්නේ? What would you think? What would be going through your mind? Especially you get called by the police or you get called by your local councillor or you get called by the prime minister and you're told don't do it. How many of you will be saying, "Yeah, hallelujah." Or you'll be like, we get scared, isn't it? Api bhai 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 අපි මොනාද කරන්න යන්න you know what are we going to do now but then what happens is that they get released and Peter and John they come back to the disciples and we pick up the story from verse 23 23 වන පදයෙන් අපි බලමු and being let go they went to their companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them so when they had heard that they raised their voice to God with one accord and said Lord you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them who by the mouth of your servant David said and he quotes David and it says for truly against your holy servant Jesus whom you anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles people of Israel he keeps going on man look at verse 28 now verse 29 now Lord look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus hallelujah see etana monada eklan yaaknya kare ekla yaaknya kara kiwa swamini apita nirbhitakamak denna apetulin haaskam karanna apita jesus wahansage naamayen tava tava deval karanna kiyala you know amazing you know I was looking at this prayer and I was thinking wow they did not go into a cocoon and say oh god please save us but they stood up against fear they prayed against what was told to them they prayed an opposite prayer they said lord you give us boldness because we want to preach in the name of jesus we want to heal in the name of jesus we want to make thousands know the name of jesus And God began to do that. You know, after that prayer meeting, that whole place was shaken. Wow. Imagine this building gets shaken. Hope the roof can stay still. But you know, imagine after a prayer meeting or through the prayer meeting, this place starts shaking with the power of God. Wow. Amazing. But what I want us to see here is the way that they prayed. මෙතන බලන්න ඒගොල්ලෝ යාඥා කර හැටි. ඒගොල්ලෝ කිව්වනේ අනේ ස්වාමිනි බලන්නකො මේගොල්ලෝ මේ අපිට මේ 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 වගේ දේවල් කියලා තියනවනේ. නෑ ඒගොල්ලෝ කිව්වා ස්වාමිනි අපිට තව නිර්භීතකම දෙන්න. ඒගොල්ලෝ අපිට එපා කිව්වා අපි ඒ දෙයමයි කරන්න යන්නේ. You know they said Lord they have told us not to preach that's exactly what we are going to do. Lord you give us the boldness. Lord we may get killed but it's okay you give us the boldness. You know when the enemy brings fear all that he wants to do is to stop you from your journey that's what he wants to do he wants to stop you in your journey of being blessed and show you that you cannot be blessed and show you that you cannot do something That's what the devil wants to do. Just think about a recent fear that you had. ඔබ අත්දකපු බයක් ගැන පොඩ්ඩක් හිතන්න මේ ඊයේ පෙරේද. And I want you to think how did you react in that? Did the enemy try to stop you from doing something? From going someplace? Did he try to cripple you so that you're, I don't know what to do? And that's exactly what the religious leaders wanted to do here. But the disciples said, we are not going to allow fear to take the better of us. And you know what they did? They did not start telephoning everybody and saying, do you know this is what happened? right eklanga hokkumata katha karala kiwena meka thama mama vela tiyenne me balannako ane apita vela tiyena de kiyala what did they do they got on their knees and they started praying They got on their knees and started praying. You know, the answer to fear is prayer. It's prayer. It's not telling somebody else about it. Because the more you tell somebody, the more you're sowing seeds of fear on yourself. Have you ever realized that? The more you tell somebody about that fear, the more you're sowing those seeds and saying, come on, more of it, Lord. But these guys got together, got on their knees, they started praying. The next time you have fear, what are you going to do? Get on your knees. Start praying. Start praying the opposite what the devil is trying to do. If the enemy is trying to take away your finances, what do? You pray against that. You stand against that. You know the faithfulness of God. If the enemy is trying to destroy your family, what do? Come on, more. Or do you stand against that? Don't allow fear to keep you down. බයට ඉඩ දෙන්න එපා ඔබව යටහත් කරලා තියන්න. You know, even parents, protect your families in prayer, your children. Protect your kids in prayer. You have that responsibility. Don't say it's useless. Don't say this is the culture. This may be the devil's culture. It may not be God's culture. Don't give in to fear. Don't think, oh, if I tell this to my children, what will they think of me? Who cares what they think of you if you can protect your kids? If you love them, you protect them. Isn't that so, Sean? You know, fear will come. But if you allow fear to come and take root and germinate, that's dangerous ground. Somebody was saying that, you know, you can, I can't remember who quoted this, but you can allow a crow to come and put a nest on the head, or you can chase the crow away. කාකෙක්ට ඉඩ දෙන්න පුළුවන් ඇවිල්ලා කූඩුවක් හදන්න ඔළුවේ. නැත්තම් ඔබට පුළුවන් කාකා වෙලවන්න. And what do we do? Because the more you give in to the fear, the more the fear will take hold of you. But it's allowing the Holy Spirit to manifest in you. Allowing the Word of God to be real in you. Because fear has only one objective, and that is to cripple your journey with God. It only wants to destroy you. You know, the Word of God says that one day when we see the devil, we'll say, my goodness, is this the fellow who created all this confusion? You know, the devil uses fear more than anything else. Seriously. Don't allow the negative to put you down. Don't allow the negative to put you down and keep you down there. Because that causes us to forget what God can do. If the devil has come in, kick him out. Allow God to be in there. See, when we get scared, we forget what even God can do. What God has done, we forget. අපි බය වෙනවා බය වෙනකොට අපි අපිට අමතක වෙනවා දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කවුද දෙවියන් වහන්සේ මොනවද කරලා තියෙන්නේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේට මොනවද කරන්න පුළුවන් and then we say what has God done can you see what's happening to me my life is like this every day it's like this and it's like the enemy successfully begins to deceive us to believe that God has not done anything because he uses fear he uses fear to get a grip on us. How many of us want to live under that trap? So the disciples prayed against what was told to them. And you have to take the word of God. You have to pray against your fear. And you have the choice to do that. You have the power to do that. ඔබට ඒකේ බලය තියෙනවා. ඔබට ඒකේ තීරණය ඔබ අතේ තියෙන්නේ. You can't just say, oh well, you know, God's will, let it happen. You know, I'll just see what God does. No, God has said, I have not given to you a spirit of fear. So you don't have to pray about it because you know that is not what God wants you to have. And when the enemy brings that net to trap you, you fight against that. Not feeling sorry for yourself. Because that's again what the enemy tries to show. Ane sinno, see what you're going through. Ane pau ane. Hemadama make my neither. And then we think, yes, every day my life is this. Nothing is going right for me. And the devil is saying, yes, can you remember? Nothing has gone right for you. And we begin to agree with the devil. And we begin to disagree with God. Because we forget the word of God then. Apada deva wacchaneya amathaka wenawa. 1 John 4:18 says, fear torments, but perfect love casts out fear. Right? Perfect love casts out fear. Sarva sampurna premaya baya durakannawa kiyala. Who's perfect love? God. God. God not only has perfect love, God is perfect love. So therefore, the way we overcome fear is by embracing God. Allowing God to come in there. Allowing the faith of God to come in there. See, many people have the fear of the future. Young people, you have the fear of the future. Taruna kattiyata baya thiyena mage anagathaya keseida? Whom will I get married to? Some of us have the fear of finances. Will I have enough finances? Will I have enough money? Can I pay the bills? Some of us have the fear of people. What would that person say? What would this person say? And you don't want to upset anybody. Ultimately, you are in a trap. Because you're trying to please everyone around town. Some of us may have fear of loneliness. We have different types of fears that we engage in. But when we give in to that fear, what that fear will do is get you to make choices that are not healthy. Right? Api e bayata yatahatunama, e baya karanne apen, apita hariyan nathi thirana walata apiwa yomu karanawa. ඒකෙන් අන්තිමට අපිව තවත් යට යවන්න තමයි බලන්නේ. It causes us to go even deeper. Let me give you an example. Okay, this is just an example. This is not about somebody. Say, if you have the fear of the future, right? අනාගතය කෙරෙහි ඔබට බයක් තියෙනවා නම්. And say, you know, say you're a girl or a boy. I don't mind. Take your pick. And you think, if I don't get married this year, I will never get married. Now, why do I say that? I sometimes hear those quotations, right? If I don't get married now, I will never get married. Or sometimes in a Sri Lankan culture, aunties and uncles come and say, when are you getting married? Still no boyfriend. Huh? I say, so and so has a boyfriend, no? They had about two boyfriends, no? And you know what happens? We get caught into a trap. I need to get a boyfriend. I need to get a girlfriend. I need to get married quickly. And Somebody comes down the street, Lord, I want that person. Why? What's driving you? The fear. The fear. And then life gets messed up. We can't blame anybody. But the devil has successfully trapped us to go down a road that we were never supposed to go down. Are you with me? Aunties and uncles, grandfathers and grandmothers will come and say these things. You say, God, what are you saying to me? Lord, I'm worried. Yes, it will cause a worry in you. But Lord, I go back to Jeremiah 29:11. For the plans I have towards you are plans that are good, not to destroy you. Hallelujah. You know, hit fear with the word of God. Allow faith to be built in you to know what is God saying. You know, I shared about tithes offerings this morning. That's another area where we struggle. And the devil craftily gets us down there. Remember, if you give this, you won't have money to feed your children. Or, see, you have given, has anything happened? And he sows seeds of doubt. But I can say personally, when you give, amazing what God can do. You know, Krishani shared what we experience. That's a blessing of trusting God. See, God doesn't need 50 pence or 5 pounds or 10 pounds. What he wants is your heart. Your heart that says, Lord, I trust you. I choose to trust you over choosing to trust what I have. And that's a big one for all of us. Swamini, obavada mama vishwasa karanne maa satu deyada. The disciples prayed. They didn't know what was going to happen. We won't know what's going to happen. Api danne nae monada wenne yanne, but we know one thing, God is faithful. And if God has said, I'm going to look after you, he's going to look after you. Because God has not given to us the spirit of fear. Don't let fear run your life. Hallelujah. Turn to the person next to you and say, don't let fear run your life. Let God. Trust God. Hallelujah. You know, God will see, this is what I believe. God will give you what you need. But sometimes we're anxious. And we want something to happen. You know, don't get into a trap because everyone else is doing it. I'll say that again. Don't get into a trap because everyone else is doing it. That may not be for you. That may not be for you. God may not want you to do it that way. But you trust him for your children, for your husband, for your wife, for your family. Trust God. Don't trust the fear that the devil brings across you. Because he will want to stop your journey. Yakata balanne obe gamana nawattanna. Always pray against what your fear is telling you. Right? Yaknya karanna obage baya kiyana deeta viruddhawa. When your fear says, I don't have, you pray, God, you provide. Because that's what I believe. That's what I trust. Lord, I'm feeling lonely. Lord, I pray that you will fill me with your presence. that the word loneliness even won't come into my mouth. Lord, I'm scared where my kids will go. Lord, I thank you because you have a future for them. And help me to know what that future is so that I will partner with you. You know, on Friday night, we were in Birmingham. And about 11:30 in the night, we had gone and ministered in a church with a pastor. And where we were staying, we were hungry, so we wanted to go and get some food. And, you know, we walked down the street. And, like, you know, we got a bit of a culture shock seeing what was going on down that street. Seeing some of the young lives. Seeing what was happening there. And then, you know, we are waiting, you know, we went and we ordered a kebab, we were waiting for it. And there's this girl who comes and gives us a card and says, you know, why don't you visit this place? And like Krishna and I were like, Lord, what is the enemy doing? That's not entertainment, that's destruction. The devil comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. And as God's people, we have the choice to walk in that life. Jeb Devian Mahansage Daruan Hatter Apita E Jeevane Madhi Apita Evidinna Teerane Tiyenawa. You have a choice. It just doesn't fall on your head or fall on your lap, as they say. You have a choice to make. And that choice begins by first walking with God. That's the first thing. Right? These guys, they got on their knees, they started praying. They started connecting with Jesus. They started connecting with God. When fear hits you, number one, connect with God. Right? If you're writing down, take this down. When fear hits you, number one, connect with God. Number two, don't gossip about it. Because gossiping will sow fear. Don't talk to people about it. You talk only if you need someone to come and pray with you. You don't talk because you're scared and you want the world to know that you're scared. Spend that time with God. So number one is get connected with God. Number two is don't gossip about your fear. Because you know what happens? When you tell someone, they'll tell someone else, they'll tell someone else, and by the time the real story is lost somewhere. Number three is go to the Word. See what is God saying. That's why we say bring your Bibles, learn the Word. Because faith doesn't come by feelings. Right? Faith doesn't come by feelings. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. Right? To hear, you need to read the Word. Hear it in your spirit. Hear a message. But importantly, read the Word. Reading it will cause your spirit to hear the Word. And your spirit then gets filled with faith. See, you all know all this. It's just a reminder. And pray against it. Pray. If the devil says black, you pray white. If the devil says can't, you pray yes. Why? Because God has said yes. If the devil says no, yes. If he says it can't be done, it can be done. It will be done. Always pray in opposite of your fear. Because the fear also gets your heart, emotions. And emotions can lie to us. So God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. The only way you remove fear is by allowing Jesus to come into that place. If you have a fear about your children, allow Jesus to come and rule over your children. Allow Jesus to come and rule over your heart. Through His word, through His presence, through His faithfulness. You have a fear of the future? What does God say? What does God tell you about your future? You have fear of finances? What is God saying, telling you? And you know, here's the thing. The Lord may ask you to do something crazy. He'll ask you to do something that is not logical. But if it is in the Word of God, then it's logical. And you know the fear that you come across. And you know what you need to do. Amen? Don't allow fear to control you. But you control the fear by kicking it out. Don't allow fear to control you. As a child of God, we are not meant to have that. We are not meant to live that. It will come at you, but you stand against it. You stand against it not out of your strength, but the strength that you get from your Father. In the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember last week I shared about being clothed, being like a cloak? Because if you are not covered, if you are not clothed in the Holy Spirit, what are you? You're naked. Exactly. You're naked. You're spiritually naked. And then like, bam! That's when the devil can hit you. And this can happen to all of us. I'm preaching this. It can happen to me right now. Okay, so we are not, it can happen. Just because I'm preaching, it doesn't mean that I am separate. We are all together in this. But Jesus says, don't fear because I have overcome the world. You know, it's about embracing and living what Jesus has made available for us. Okay, let's pray. Hallelujah.